This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt Leach on the other side of the glass. And it's time for Monday Afternoon Quarterback with John Navarre. He's 2001 to 2003, leading the Wolverines to the Big Ten Championship game. Big Ten Championship in the Rose Bowl in 2003. What's up, John? How you doing?
How you doing, gentlemen? Good to be with you.
Doing well, John. You know, doing well. John, just got done with the non-conference schedule. And, you know, what's your overall impression?
Pretty much the same as it's been. I mean, saw some good improvement on the offensive side of the ball in some regards. But, you know, I've been saying the same common theme for the last 3 weeks. You know, the jury's still out. We'll see how we're going to be against a tested team. But good improvement. I mean, Shea Patterson, you know, 14 of 18, some nice deep balls for touchdowns. We look good late, but I'd like us to start a little bit faster.
So when you think, let's talk about Shea Patterson. I think Shea has improved each and every week, John, with his accuracy. He's shown his ability to move around in the pocket, find his receivers. I mean, he's pinpointing some of those throws. So I think he's gotten better, and they've done well with the offense. Overall, they've called a good game under Shea, too.
Absolutely. I agree with that. I mean, he's early on in the first half, he had some nice rollouts. He threw some nice balls on the sidelines with some great accuracy. And obviously, he's found a partner with the tight end, with Gentry, hitting for some big conversions. So you sense him feeling more comfortable and growing. And the more comfortable he gets, I think the better he gets. So we saw that in the game last Saturday, and the second half, throwing some deep balls again for some long scores. It was encouraging to see. So I think he's growing and progressing. They just got to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we got to start faster than we have, because we can't wait as long as we did
right
this last Saturday against formidable Big Ten opponents.
I was talking earlier today, John, about how Michigan was trying to establish the run, weren't really thinking about throwing the ball. It looked like they were trying to pound SMU's defense into submission. But, you know, after a while, they finally made their adjustments in the second half, and they let Shea be Shea.
They did. And I was looking for that as well, just like you. You know, there were some third and short and fourth and short situations where you expect Michigan offensive line and backs to come out and impose their will. And early on, we just didn't see that. And I think that's got to improve for us to be, you know, a Big Ten champion. We've got to come out there and dominate a defensive line. If we can't dominate a defensive line like SMU, we're going to struggle against other Big Ten defensive lines. So I think that's important for us to improve on. But eventually we did wear on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that showed with the score and the big plays that we had. But early on, you know, it was real tense, and you would have liked to see.
You were nervous.
A little bit better. Yeah, a little bit better dominance than we showed.
Well, it's like you said, this team came out. We didn't get after them early enough and, maybe a couple times in trying to run the ball and then go up top on them. It seemed like we were trying to get them to commit to the run, and they were committed. We should have taken it early to them, real early.
Yeah, they were. They were committed. And, I just want to see us come out and dominate from the get-go, and it seems like it's taken us a little long. And I feel like we're playing really tight.
Mm-hmm.
We're very tight and very reserved and not relaxed. And it takes us a long time to get into a groove, to get relaxed and start playing our football. And we can't wait that long. And I know the coaching staff knows that, but that's what you can sense from a former football player's perspective.
John, I'm going to ask you this because I know Jamie's answer without even asking him, but contrary to a lot of old school Michigan philosophy and Big Ten philosophy, do you think you could see us with that passing game, with Gentry having a really good game, obviously Donovan Peoples-Jones had a really good game, could you see us using that passing game to try and loosen up the defense, then to try and open up the run game after that?
Absolutely. You got to be flexible. You know, and again, I've been a proponent of the running game, but if it's not there, it's not there. We got to figure it out and play to our strengths. And that's what's going to come down to us winning a Big Ten championship, is the coaching staff figuring out where our strengths are as a team and where our talents are. And that's going to develop over the course of the season. And I think you're starting to see that. So let's play to it. Let's spread it out. Let's let this kid run behind the pocket, make some plays with his feet and his arm, spread it out a little bit, and then use the run. I mean, take a bite out of some NFL offenses like New England and Green Bay. Set up the run game with the pass. So, but we still got to be dominant with the run game. They got to be productive when we go to it. It can't just be a token play that you do to keep the defense honest. You got to be productive with it.
Do you look at the offense and you think the coaches have an idea now of the assets they had, who they can go to? Higdon didn't play. He was a game time decision. So we don't really know about him. I saw Chris Evans grab his hamstring, but True Wilson played well, I thought. And I have not seen a lot of screens to the running backs. I have seen wide receiver screens. Do you think that they'll mix those in as we get into the Big Ten season?
I think so. They're learning. The coaching staff is learning just as much as the players are learning about who they are and how they mesh together. So they're going to find the right players to put in the key situations. They're watching the film just as much as anybody else is, and they're going to learn who to put in a key situation, who to put in a clutch situation. And so they're watching, they're learning, and this is a building process. And the key is who can learn and build faster than the other, the next team. And, it's encouraging to see some new players come in there and start producing. They're, mm-hmm. They're eager to get their chance, and they're showing it. So it's, we're looking forward to the next man up. You know, not because of injury or anything, but just the next guy to play tough and to play Michigan football. And the coaching staff is learning that. And hopefully they figure it out by the time we're ready to play the meat of the Big Ten season.
So when you open the Big Ten opener against Nebraska, and, you know, I don't care what anybody says, Scott Frost has got a thing against Michigan, okay? When he was a player, they had co-national champions. When he came here with his team from Florida, he said, hey, we out hit Michigan. They know that who out hit who. And now he comes here as the head coach of Nebraska. I think he wants to come here and make a statement. So that being said, this is a pretty big game for Nebraska and for us.
Well, there's no doubt. It's funny you say that. Every Big Ten team is a big game. Obviously, you know, for the record purposes, but I don't care who you're playing and how bad their record is in the Big Ten. Every Big Ten team plays Michigan and Ohio State like it's the Big Ten championship. And I was having lunch about a week ago with a former Big Ten great, or a Michigan great, Todd Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about that aspect, and he brought up a good point. And Lloyd Carr was our coach at the time. And every team we played in the Big Ten, he would make a point that this kid, he would go over the personnel chart. Mm-hmm. And this kid had drafted by Michigan and didn't make it. So he's got a chip on his shoulder. So every time he comes into Michigan Stadium or plays Michigan, he's got something to prove. And there's a lot of kids out there like that. And they wanted to go to Michigan so that when they come in that stadium, it's like, I'll show you. So that's one of the reasons why these Big Ten teams play so hard against Michigan. It's not that, you know, Michigan didn't plan well enough or scout well enough against the team. It's, they played to a different level, and it's because they missed out, because they wanted to play for Michigan. And it, there's no cupcake games in the Big Ten. So you're going to see Michigan or Nebraska come in and play us tough. And the point you make about Scott Frost is the same point I'm making. They're going to be ready and expect a game. So every test from here on out is going to be a great one.
John, I don't know if you saw, but the Big Ten took it on the chin. The Big Ten as a conference took it on the chin last week. And, you know, I was a proponent that the Big Ten is the best conference in the nation. Not anymore. I don't have that fight anymore. I've laid down the hat and said, I'm sorry, SEC. I'm sorry I went that way.
Yeah, I know. It's been tough. We started hot and a lot of teams, but it's tough. It's unpredictable. The SEC has been beating up on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Big Ten has been losing to some lesser opponents, I would say, but so it's hard to predict. So who knows where this pendulum is going to swing? We just got to take care of ourselves and not worry about what everybody else is doing or who they lost to, because it doesn't matter by the time you play them. You just got to play that opponent like how you know them in the history and how they're going to prepare for you, not what they did a week ago against Akron or whoever.
That's what I tell people. Every game is going to be different. No matter how a team plays another team that you're going to play, it doesn't matter what they did the week before they came into your house or you went and played them. That game, when Michigan comes in or you come to Michigan, they're going to play completely different from that team, from that time that they played last week.
That's absolutely correct. And let's go back to the point I made. So you mm-hmm. can't take too much stock in what you saw against, you know, the Akron Zips or whatever team it may be from the MAC or whatever conference that a Big Ten team played. You got to look at, you know, I think most important, your film last year, how you played them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how it goes. But I agree with your point. It's just you gotta throw out some bad losses or some bad representations that they made on film and pick the best ones and say that's how they're going to play you.
Yeah, because with both, I mean, two of those teams, and part of the reason the Big Ten taking such a big hit kind of nationally, you know, really the one that killed it is that Wisconsin loss to BYU. Some of the lower-tier teams, it would have not looked very good, but such a top-tier team losing to BYU, if they would still be in it, I think we would still be getting that respect. But going back to what you said, John, yeah, Michigan State, they lost to Arizona State, but you better believe for that showdown in East Lansing, you're going to get everything they got. When we play Wisconsin here, because that's going to be arguably our first real big test after we go through some of these next few games, or our first real big test of that gauntlet, you better believe that they're going to be coming downhill at us, and we're going to have to stop that run game. So how are you feeling looking at the rest of the Big Ten? How are you thinking Michigan fits in this big picture as we've seen a few teams stumble out of the gate?
Well, it's going to be key for us to take care of the small stuff. And you know, we got Nebraska, Northwestern, and then, you know, we're heading into, you know, Iowa, Michigan State. I know they lost. I know Michigan State and Wisconsin lost. And as Michigan fans, you want to see those teams lose. But how many times do we get to the end of the season and see a one-loss Big Ten team vying for the playoffs and the national championship? It always happens. So we can't, you know, jump the gun too early. They're still good football teams. Yes, Wisconsin lost to BYU. And we'll see what kind of team BYU is going to be. But that may have been just an early season falter that is going to be a blip on the radar come end of November, early December. We've had those at Michigan. I've had those at Michigan, where you stumble early, but you become the top 10 team or top 5 team by the end of the season. So we'll see what happens. Where I see them playing out, Michigan playing out, I know it's hard. It's hard to predict right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to depend on how we do against Wisconsin. Really, I think that's what it hinges upon. We're probably going to play a late afternoon, evening game against Northwestern. Depending, you know, the time of the game is not determined, but it'll probably be flexed to a night game, and they're going to play us like world beaters. And it'll be a barn burner when we get out of there, and we'll see what kind of team we're going to be heading into the meat of the Big Ten with Michigan State, Wisconsin.
Northwestern is a 4:30 kick.
I believe that was announced. Ira told me that, so if it's wrong, that's on Ira.
Yeah, we beat Ira. anyway, John, it sounds like it's a 4:30 kick. Pat Fitzgerald's got to get his team back on track. But I mean, like you said, the Big Ten. Now that we're into the Big Ten season, this is going to be a rough road. And I think, like you said, when opponents see that winged helmet, when you come in there, there's a different attitude. Everybody wants to beat that winged helmet for one reason or another. Either the kids didn't get in, coach has an axe to grind, something about Michigan they want to beat.
That's 100% correct. That's what you live with. That's what you anticipate when you come to Michigan. So you just got to plan for it. And anticipate what's going to happen for you and what kind of opponent you're going to get. And keep that in mind, and we'll see what happens. But it's going to be a tough road. And I think for me, if we go on the road and put a solid game together against Northwestern, and I think we'll have some good momentum going into the Big Ten.
Yeah, that's true.
John, I was going to ask, so between you mentioned, and I agree with you, and I think most Michigan fans will, that Wisconsin is going to be that first real, that true test. So from these next three games, because we have Nebraska at home at noon this upcoming Saturday, at Northwestern at 4:30 Eastern time the following Saturday, and then Maryland will be homecoming on October 6th. That will be a noon kickoff. So we've got three games before we hit that gauntlet of Wisconsin, Michigan State, and Penn State. So what are you looking for on the offensive side of the ball? And also I want to hear that quarterback dissect the defense and hear what you want to hear or what you want to see on the defensive side of the ball in these next three games.
Well, on the offensive side of the ball, I'm looking for – what I touched on earlier when we started, just domination, just to be able to run the ball at will on a third and short or a fourth and short, trust that you're going to convert this play. I didn't see that a lot in the SMU game, and it was a little disheartening. So I want the offensive line play for me overall has got to improve. We still had a lot of free runners to the quarterback. Early first half, Shea took some hits. It was a little bit better. We were able to get the ball off and make some positive plays or scrambles and throwaways. But offensive line play overall has got to get a little bit better. The backs have to step up and protect as well. Mm-hmm. We saw some lookout blocks and some ducks. Those guys.
It was pointed out, John. I pointed it out, John.
Jamie knows all about those.
I pointed it out, John.
All right, good. Well, that was a duck to the head. I know which one we're talking about.
Right.
You got to meet a linebacker in the hole and protect your quarterback, and that was a shame. We got to get better there, and I know that guy knows that. So offensive line play and running back blocking play has got to get better. On the defensive side of the ball, our front seven, if they stay healthy, they're mm-hmm. going to be good. I think they're going to wear down offensive lines. It's just when we get to the quarterback, the secondary has got to protect against big plays, you know, those late, you know, Hail Mary, last chance, throw-up plays that just somehow seem to never go our way, we can start making a couple of those, the game's going to turn. But our front seven, if they can stay healthy, I'm confident they're going to be a strong force.
Well, John, I think that was an excellent breakdown of what you see for the rest of the season. But I mean, we're going to keep coming back, keep asking you what's going on. So, and how you think the offense is doing? I agree with you. We can't give up big plays defensively. And you know what? Every man needs to do their job on the offense to make the offense execute right.
Absolutely. My last comment was Shay, 14 of 18 with, you know, three touchdown passes. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's keep chucking it. But again, you know, it's going to be the right combination. Do we, you know, use the pass to set the run up or the other way around? In any case, you know, the big thing that sticks with me is the protection, and we need to get a yard when we need a yard. And,
right.
And we didn't know that, all right, we're going to get a yard here, and nobody's going to second guess it, not even the coaches, because they already call in their next play. And we need to have that confidence going forward in order for us to win a Big Ten championship.
Totally agree with you. John, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me, guys. Always a pleasure. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, John. That's John Navarro. 2001 to 2003, led the Wolverines to the Big Ten championship, to the Rose Bowl in 2003. Look, he's right. Take what the defense gives you. If they're going to take the runaway, go over top. Get it up in there. Fake it up in there like you're going to pound it and come out of there and throw it. You got the quarterback. He has the game. He has – look, it made me nervous watching him run. Because, you know, he looked like he wanted to slide. He looked like he wanted to dive. I don't know what he wanted to do.
Well, I think we need to establish which one he's going to, whether he's an actual runner. And that's, I was going to ask, and I'm now mad at myself. I'll have to ask John next week what he thinks about that. Because, again, he is a mobile quarterback. And, you know, I look at the teams that have hurt us with that mobile quarterback. Mm-hmm. They're not in between when they use him as a runner. You know, when McSorley was running the ball against us the way that he has and the way that different quarterbacks have, some of those Ohio State quarterbacks over the years, there's no indecisiveness, which right now he's a mobile guy that he can use those legs, but we're not sure if we want him to because we don't want to lose him.
Exactly.
So I want to see, does John think that that's something that we need to do, that we need to be able to use him as a runner, or do we just need to protect our golden goose and make sure that he's still throwing the ball the rest of the
year? You heard him about lookout blocks and stuff like that. So, yeah, you want to protect him. You don't want him taking a face shot all the time or getting into the chest and everything. That referee could have threw that flag because he did pound him right there. I'm just saying, if you're protecting the quarterback, I mean, come on.
Protect ours. Come on, man.
Exactly. Anyway, we got to go to break because we got the winner's report coming up. That's Chuck Winters coming on. So let's go to that break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the